Well, you said that you use tomatoes in cooking some things.
What?
The tomatoes?
Yes.
What did you do with the little ones? What did you ever get little tomatoes here?
Yes, sir.
What did you call this?
Pues tomatoes, as well as they are tomatoes. And they are not much good for the market, but they would, when they raise big, those big farms of tomatoes here, all these tomatoes that, they were graded, you know, and all the small tomatoes and some tomatoes with bad shape and things like that, that let them ripe and send them to the canneries to make juice out of them, or tomato soup.
The little ones they would?
Yeah, all the little ones.
So, did you ever hear something called comitas or something like that?
No.
Never heard of calling anything else. What about melons? Did you grow any kind of melons here?
Cantaloupe and watermelon. They still ripe them here.
Do you grow those here now?
Yes, sir. They grow here now.
Well, now, what about the watermelons? Are there different kinds of those that you grow? Or what?
Well, they're different. More or less, they are the same, but they are different kinds. There's some of those big browns, and they another kind, some kind of stripes. They have a different name, but I can't remember now, you see. But more or less, they are the same flavor. And there's what they call it, the amber. It's amber on the inside instead of being red. You can see some of them, do you?
Now, do
some kind of yellow color, something like that, amber.
So those round?
Yes, and browns and long ones, you see. Generally for the market, they use a variety of not very big ones, you know what I mean? So they can ship them and they can sell them, but they sell them by the pound. But it is harder to sell a big watermelon 35, 40 pounds, you see. So they have to be from 18 to 20, 25 pounds or less, or about, I'd say about to 18 inch long or so. You know, what a matter about 18 to 20 inch, you had about 20 pounds. It was about 20 pounds, you see.
Well, did you ever grow any real big ones?
Yeah. Well, they don't, if you let them grow, what you have to do is to take all the melons from the bank when they start growing out and let just a few of them, and they grow big.
How big would that get?
Well, I can't tell exactly, but you can have a melon, watermelon weigh about 40, 45 pounds. You let them grow that way. You take all the rest of the, you leave a few of the rest of the vine, say about a dozen or less, and they grow. It's the same like anything else, you see. You had a sow with 12 pigs, and then all of them don't grow much, but you take half of them, half from them, they grow better, see?
So you do the watermelons the same way you wanted a big one? Well, did, back, you said there was no running water or anything here. Was there a doctor here if you got sick?
No, not all the time. Sometimes, years ago, we had sometimes we had a doctor here, but,
Is there a doctor here now?
No. We don't have a doctor here. We have to go to Loretta to see a doctor.
To Loretta?
Mm-hmm. There is one in Zapata, but most of the time you have to have an appointment there because only one doctor for that, such a big town there. There's another.
What do you do when you get sick? Or did you used to before you could go to the doctor?
You mean if we...
Did many people get sick a lot here?
Huh?
When people got sick, what did they get sick with?
Well, most of the time we used to keep a medicine cabinet like anybody else, you see, and it's something that it's not so severe. We apply some patent medicines.
Like what would you
like
keep?
Aspirin for colds, something like that, you see, cough medicines, that is.
Well,